Nearly a quarter of the children under 18 living in America live in a single-parent home, according to a Pew Research Center report. How are single parents faring? Single-income homes already struggling may now suddenly be without that sole income, without the safety net of other family members who can't risk helping with childcare. We're going to hear from a single father of quadruplets in a moment, but first, a nonprofit that helped him and other single parents in the Texas area with resources and community. Single Parent Advocate was founded by Stacy Poitras, a single mom herself. And Stacy, we know single parents can feel shame, feel like they're the only ones not making it. You say what?
First of all, you're not alone. And no, you're not alone. There's five D's I always talk about. Death of a spouse, divorce, disease, disability, or sometimes there's a decision that's been made to keep a child. Those types of situations set us up in an economy that really is not designed for a single head of household raising two or more children on their own. And we together have the responsibility to figure out, you know, how are we going to make it possible for these families to thrive?
You said there's an economic bias, there's a cultural bias. There are groups for single parents. It sounds like you're saying, find those people.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you how I started Single Parent Advocate. I was a single mom, and in 08, 09, whenever the market fell through, I got displaced. And so I went around looking for assistance. And I called 211, and they said, well, we might could give you $14 worth of food stamps, but if you're not pregnant, I'm not going to be able to get you any kind of health coverage. And it just made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I just felt the burning desire in my heart to not leave that place without changing it for others. I felt led to create a Bible study in my church for single parents. That was the impetus behind Single Parent Advocate. Once I birthed that name, it was like I was complete.
And I know your organization is behind things like tuition assistance, teaching job skills, flexible work hours. I mean, talk about that.
Yes. There was an RN that works at an area hospital, and she was throwing her hands up one day, and she said, I feel punished for working. I feel punished for being the one who gets up and goes to work and leaves my kids at school, and I'm probably the last one to pick them up. Like, if one in three kids are being raised by a single parent in North Texas, one in four in the U.S., if we know it takes $48,000 and change to raise two kids on your own in North Texas, there's not enough jobs out there that pay enough for that size of the population to succeed without assistance. Yeah.
And it strikes me that whatever infrastructure a single parent builds, you know, people that can help them, a boss that might give them flexible hours, a lot of that's gone right now. If you're taking COVID seriously, you're not hanging out with other people. Maybe your kids aren't in school, and so you're staying home.
There has been a lot of job loss, families being food poor, worrying about paying rent and utilities. I've had families asking for assistance for auto repair, books to stay in college online. I've had one single mother tell me that she needed help paying her physician's copay. She has cancer. I would say to the single parents out there, raise your hand. Pick up the phone and call someone. We tend to hide our struggle from the counselors and the powers that be at schools because we don't want to set off any red flags that, you know, you're not the best parent, especially single fathers.
Because they're embarrassed?
Yeah. Do you remember when the deadbeat dad was like a big buzzword? If you're a single father, you know, you're still kind of put in that category. I would just say sometimes single parents feel like they're wearing out their community. It feels like you're asking for too much help. We've got to change how we see this population. It's got to happen.
That's Stacey Poythress, founder of Single Parent Advocate, a nonprofit organization providing resources to single parents in northern Texas. We'll link you up at herenow.org. Stacey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring in Chai Mack, also of Texas. He's gotten help from Stacey's group. Chai is a single parent of quadruplets. Their mom, his wife, died during their birth. 8 years later, he's now focused on raising them. He says he's struggling but succeeding. He also says he agrees. He's often looked at as a deadbeat because it's hard to hold a well-paying job with the demands of parenting. He'd stopped full-time work before the pandemic. Since then, he's struggled to find part-time work. Currently, he delivers dry cleaning. And Chai, you say men especially, when you reach out to them, tell you to just find a good woman to help you do this?
Right. So two of my kids are girls, and they have some girl problems sometimes that I don't understand. And when I bring up some of those in passing, they really think, oh, the solution is you just need to find yourself a good wife.
Yeah. You're doing this alone.
Yes, I am alone. And there's no good cop or bad cop. There's no one to bounce ideas off of. When I reach out for help, there's some shame. And there's a lot of no's as well. Stacey's organization is one of the few that I found that that appealed to both genders.
You've also said that as a man, there's something maybe unmanly about it. Your focus should be on furthering your career.
Correct. So some of the jobs that I've had, when there's extra hours, they just assume that I have a wife to unload the children onto. And I can't really speak up because I'm afraid of losing the job. When I used to be a software coder, they would just be discouraged to let me join the project because they think that I'll have problems finding childcare if they knew that I was a single dad. So I don't dare let people know at work. And so there's no pictures of my kids, nothing.
Oh, that's terrible. And yet you're saying what a lot of moms, by the way, whether or not they're single moms, they feel that way, that they don't want to signal that they have children because they might not be considered for a career path. It sounds like you're saying, you know, maybe I don't even want to take those extra hours. I want to prioritize my kids at times. And that should be rewarded or understood as well.
Correct. And I don't want to be placed in a position where I have to choose.
Right. Right.
It's definitely set up for women, the single parent world, at least in here in Texas, like the immunization forms. If you look at how a typical form, if you find it online, it always asks for the mother's maiden name. And if I enter in my name and linked with my social security number, it kicks it back because of the gender.
Well, you say this is also true. And when you try to get financial aid, the system sometimes doesn't recognize you in many ways. And by the way, during the pandemic, how do your 4 8-year-old, you know, feel about your financial struggle?
They know everything about what's happening. I mean, they see me couponing and making decisions at the grocery store. They know when I put away the Ferrero Rochers, it means I didn't make enough money that month because they know that's my favorite candy. They also see that I can do it, but I think I'm doing okay.
I know they're getting sort of a hybrid of schooling right now, some remote and some in. How else is the pandemic affecting single parenting? Just about every family, you're cut off from other relatives because of the risk. How else is this affecting you?
The most immediate thing I see is the decreased opportunities for low-end work. So I it's real hard for me to find work. Retail, delivery driver, babysitting, even like cleaning houses. They tend to favor female because they're a lot safer. Mm. So there's no time for myself. I know everyone always talks about self-care. So it always seems what gets sacrificed because it's the one thing that does give. So it's been hard, less sleep. It's stressful even talking to you right now. Or when will the kids pop in?
How much in this moment has Single Parent Advocate, Stacey's organization, helped?
They've provided some family activities for us. They celebrated Father's Day, and that was a great rally cry for the dads because just the way it falls outside of the school, we're never celebrated. So my kids finally got to celebrate a Father's Day this year. We pulled up, everyone cheered for us, they gave us gifts, they got masks, which are always in need because they lose it. So yeah, I really felt, you know, that she heard me. Last year, she handled my Christmas. She got gifts for us. I mean, I had to wrap it, but at least there was something under the tree.
Yeah. And it sounds like a lifeline.
It is.
And I understand that when you are, you know, delivering dry cleaning,
yes,
your quadruplets are in the car doing online schooling?
Correct. I have a mobile Wi-Fi in my car, and for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, I make deliveries trying to make income while my kids are in the car connected to school.
Well, but at least you're doing it all together.
Yes, but man, the noise level and the complaint, yeah, it's something. It's like your whole household, nowhere to hide. You're just stuck in that little car, you know, and I've got Google Map as loud as I can to so I don't miss my turn. I got to get it done within the hour because that's the contract.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Chai, I applaud you and thank you so much.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And best of luck to all single parents out there.